This is Wade Renthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Actress Jessica Alba's consumer products company, Honest, is reformulating its soaps and detergents based on criticism that it is using chemicals it claims to be avoiding. Millennial parents are saving more than $20,000 for their children's college, more than the $18,000 boomer parents did, or the $12,000 of Gen X parents. Philadelphia is now the third orchestra to go on strike this season. The players are seeking to recover some of the pay they lost to concessions during the orchestra's recent bankruptcy. Recent surveys find that the number of U.S. marijuana users now numbers 32 million, with 8.4 million using marijuana daily. Bank managers in India have been personally donating money to their own customers to bolster usage rates of a government scheme to bring banking to the poor. The one rupee trick allowed accounts to be opened for that little, about 2 cents, and for the government to claim hundreds of millions of new accounts existed, that many never showed any activity. In Dar es Salaam, Tanzania's commercial capital, 28% of residents live at least three to a room. In Abidjan, Ivory Coast hub, that figure is 50%. In Nairobi, around two-thirds of the population occupies 6% of the land. MetLife and its subsidiaries are going to pay $15.6 million to a retiree ripped off in a Ponzi scheme tied to the insurance giant. Lawyers for the retiree said the company failed to intervene when salesmen affiliated with them, along with independent contractors, sold promissory notes guaranteed returns as high as 12%. Asian Americans supported President Obama over Mitt Romney, 73% to 26%, almost the same margin that Hispanics favored Obama. A Pew Research Center report recently showed that Asian Americans since 2008 have embraced the Democratic Party at a faster rate than any other ethnic group. Protests against fee increases in South African universities continue, putting the academic year in peril. Thousands of Polish men and women in the so-called black protest, because most dressed in black, rallied in front of Parliament in Warsaw to protest a proposed bill that would completely ban abortions. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.